Hello, Black Healing Matters family. This is Danielle here at the Black Healing Matters podcast, where we offer you ideas to hopefully move you one step closer to your healing. Happy Friday. You know, every Friday is a good Friday, especially if it's payday. And that means you hopefully get your finances straight. And you know that means it is also Finance Friday here on the Black Healing Matters podcast. And so if you listen to yesterday's episode, actually kind of had a little finance flavor to it, Doing the Right Things Thursday with the interview of Malence Bart Williams, who is kind of a jack of all trades, but really she's passionate, most passionate about empowering Africa economically, really. And so today's episode is going to be in response to one of our loyal listeners, D. Wynn, over at the D. Souls Productions podcast. So he had this to say in response to yesterday's episode.
I'm also adding to this, Danielle, and I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. I mean, we need to not only learn and talk about it, we need to also see how we can take action and seeing how we can not only invest in ourselves here, but also see how we can invest in the wealth that they have over in Africa and finding ways how we can get involved so that we can help. There are many opportunities for African Americans here in the United States to go to Africa and actually help in setting up infrastructure and getting involved in business and entrepreneurship and stuff of that nature. But yeah, they always want to show you the image of, you know, poverty and people being poor, but it's actually a very wealthy country. But let's talk more about it. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.
And you know what? I couldn't agree with you more. Let's be about it. And before we make that step, I think there are some people who are, you know, maybe on the fence. And if you're one of those people who, you know, you hear all this talk about Africa and you're thinking, nobody trying to go to Africa. Or is there really opportunity to invest in Africa? You know, can I get a good return on my money? You know, is this even a good idea? Well, that's what today's episode is about. On this Finance Friday, I've dedicated this episode to explaining some reasons why you should invest in Africa. Now, this is not my words. This is not just my opinion. This is coming directly from the World Economics Forum. And I'm going to just read a few reasons why, according to the World Economics Forum, you should invest in Africa. Number one, Africa needs connectors. Again, according to this article, missing across much of sub-Saharan Africa are the roads, rails, ports, airports, power grids, and IT backbone needed to lift African economies. This lack of infrastructure hinders the growth of imports, exports, and business. So when they say connectors, they mean basic infrastructure, basically. That, you know, a lot of the things that we have in the West and in the East even are, you know, we take for granted. They have all the fast internet and, you know, running water and, you know, access to power all the time. That's because there's a strong infrastructure in place. Right now, can you imagine if you had the opportunity to own to own railway or to own you know, satellites or access to internet or telecommunications? Those are the kind of opportunities still really available on the African continent. Number two, African trade barriers are falling, and intra-African trade holds enormous potential. With the 54-nation continental free trade area, Africa's own mega trade deal, even the smallest African economies could see a lift. If duties are lowered and incentives introduced, manufacturers could see benefits from setting up production and assembly operations in multiple African countries. That could lead to development in electronics, machinery, chemicals, textile production, and processed foods. And so these are just a few areas where the opportunities are endless. Again, think about this. Electronics, machinery, chemicals, processed food, these are huge opportunities that, again, wide open. All right, and last but not least, that we're going to talk about today on this particular episode is the digital transformation of Africa. You know what? I think I'm going to give us four. So this will be one more. Africa leads the world in mobile adoption, maybe mobile phone adoption, which continues to offer the biggest cross-sectoral economic opportunities. Mobile payment networks, pioneering in East Africa, opened the wired global economy to poor, unbanked city and rural dwellers. Companies such as Novartis are using mobile communications to manage their supply chain. Olam has used, this in the company name, Olam, has used mobile to reach out to new African suppliers and farmers. These mobile incentives have achieved huge successes. So there's access, mobile access to the internet, very widely adopted in Africa. Can you imagine the opportunities that that presents? Wow. Yeah. Okay. I said that was going to be the last one, but it's not. I'm going to read one more. Okay. And I think this one is really important. Customers are changing. The growth of Africa's middle class, with this happening, we're seeing the development of new expectations. Educated urban professionals are young, brand aware, and sophisticated in terms of their consumption. Retailers and consumer brands want to anticipate and drive buying preference in fashion, home, and lifestyle products, but they know they need international standard supply chains if they are to meet demand. The largest economic forces in Africa are the small to medium enterprises working to meet this new demand and competing with global brands. Okay? So imagine if you invested in a small to medium-sized enterprise in Africa that is basically fighting not to find customers and get new customers like we are in the West or, you know, even here in Asia, but they're fighting to keep up with the demand. I mean, they have too much business. They can't keep up. They're missing the infrastructure. So again, that comes back to this whole idea of infrastructure and manufacturing and just basically a backbone upon which all of the continent can grow. Now, those are, again, that was four reasons why you should invest in Africa. But that's purely from an economic standpoint. But just from this is the Black Healing Matters podcast. From the perspective of a Black person, please understand that if we as Black people do not invest in Africa, that we will be left out in the cold. And there will be people investing in Africa, as there are right now, Europeans, Chinese, Asians, all over the world. People are investing heavily and leaving their mark. They're staking their claim in Africa. Now, it would be a shame if we miss the gold rush of the 21st century. Africa is really the gold rush of the 21st century. And it'd be even more sad because obviously that's where we came from. What a great opportunity this is for us to not only reconnect with our ancestral culture, but even if that's not, you know, high on your list of priorities, wouldn't you rather us, Black people, people of Africa, of the diaspora, to benefit from Africa rather than everyone else continuing to benefit from Africa? And the point of this all is that right now, it's definitely still possible. It's not, this is not charity. This is investment. And so it's understood that there will be profits made. And if there were not huge profits available, believe me, the Europeans and the Chinese and all those that are heavily investing right now in Africa would not be there if they didn't know the potential. Now it's time for us to get on board. All right, Black Healing Matters family. I hope you got value from this. I'm going to link this article in the show notes. And please, I implore you to go read this article. There's plenty more here. I could not read this entire article in one episode. But I implore you to really start thinking about this. And if you want to hear more about this in the future, please, like D-Win did, please send me a call-in, okay? And I'll definitely respond to you. And hopefully, I might even, you know, be able to answer your questions and maybe make an episode about it. So if you want to hear more about investment opportunities or even people to connect with who can help you to invest in Africa, please let me know. I will happily try to track some of these people down and get them here on the show, because I think this is so important right now. And this is something that I feel is really, you can probably hear it in my voice, but I feel very passionate about this, is that I myself personally am definitely putting my money into Africa, and I'm looking for the way to do that right now. I'm actively seeking this out, so hope you'll join me on that. If you're interested, please do, and leave me a call in, leave me a message, send me an email, blackhealingmatters@gmail.com, YouTube, of course, you can find us there, Black Healing Matters, or even Facebook. Join the Facebook group. We are live on Facebook all the time. All right. On that note, Black Healing Matters family, I love you. Stay blessed. Invest. And as always, Black Healing Matters.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.